Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I struggled, like most doctors at the time, of how to fix things, how to fix diabetes. Today, you know, the medical world is just out of date, you know, in terms of knowledge about what food can do. I saw my dad be influential for the medical school and helping lots of people. And, you know, that was always what I wanted to do, is be a doctor. The American Diabetes Society was created to have a voice about diabetes, that the message is you can reverse this.
I never knew that you could reverse it. I have close family, a cousin of mine, he's just a couple years older than me. He has type 2 diabetes. And the way it was described to him, or the way that he took it, is like, this is just something wrong with me. It's genetics. I'm predisposed to this because of my genetics, and there's nothing I can do about it. And sadly, he just lost his leg, had his leg amputated at the knee. Do you feel like type 2 diabetes would even exist if everyone ate a proper ketogenic diet like you're recommending?
The following is a two-part series with Dr. Eric Westman. The first part is type 2 diabetes, and the second part is a discussion on keto versus carnivore. Be sure to visit Adapt Your Life Academy. Dr. Westman's doing some incredible work over there, including a free workshop he has going on, which we'll talk about in today's video. Please be sure to subscribe and share this video. Now let's get started.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, blessed, and honored to have Dr. Eric Westman on the channel. Welcome, Dr. Westman. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to chatting with you more about all the great work you're doing. I'm a huge fan of your YouTube channel. I'm a little over the top, and you are nice and calm, and you're very fair in all of your videos and your reaction videos. And I don't know, opposites attract, but I really enjoy watching your fair, balanced, truthful YouTube videos and the reaction videos you're doing. They're really awesome. So I wanted to shout that out. I know you're also working with Dr. Barry on the American Diabetes Society, and I wanted to talk a little bit too about keto versus carnivore. I love keto. Keto got me to carnivore, but carnivore is ultimately sort of what worked for me. So I wanted to dig into that a little bit more. If we could maybe start out, Dr. Westman, could you tell us a little bit about your professional background and what led you to specialize in metabolic health and nutrition?
Sure. You know, I had no idea that this is where I would be, which is kind of the way life should be, shouldn't it? You go on an adventure and go down paths and hopefully find places you never dreamed of being. So I grew up as a child of an academic physician in Madison, Wisconsin. I saw my dad be influential for the medical school and for helping lots of people. And, you know, that was always what I wanted to do, is be a doctor. I didn't want to be a psychiatrist like my father. So I went to college at Stanford University in California, went back to the University of Wisconsin-Madison for medical school. And my father was one of the professors at the time, and decided I wanted to do internal medicine. So internal medicine is the study of organs and the adult. Basically, when organs fail. So I learned how to help when there's heart failure, lung failure, kidney failure, you know, and in the medical world, we kind of say anything above the neck goes to the neurologists or psychiatrist. You know, it's this weird how we compartmentalize even in the medical world. And, you know, doctors don't know much about teeth because, you know, dentists have that. And so anyway, it was, I was curious about everything. So internal medicine is a place where you could be a detective and figure out what was going on. And I went down to the University of Kentucky for my residency and then ended up at Duke University for a fellowship training in clinical trials. That was back in 1990. So I've been at Duke now for, you know, since 1990. And I cut my teeth in clinical research in the smoking cessation world. I met with the inventor of the nicotine patch. He's still here in the area. And we did clinical trials. Well, he was the PhD genius, and I'm the medical guy who's keeping things safe. But I was always into clinical practice. And, you know, I struggled, like most doctors at the time, of how to fix things, how to fix diabetes, how to fix heart disease. We had no tools. And so basically, we managed them. And in my practice at the VA Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, which is just really down the street here from Duke, two of my patients fixed themselves in front of me. And they read books. They said that they read the Atkins book and lost over 50 pounds and they were kind enough to teach me, well, drug me to learn about it, perhaps. But I was fascinated that people could do this on their own. I was worried about the safety. You know, at the time, 25 years ago, I think 99% of doctors knew that an Atkins diet would kill you and cause heart disease. And in short, over the last 25 years, we started doing clinical research, and it's the opposite. It's actually a very good way to reverse diabetes. It's not fat in the food that causes heart disease. Cholesterol is not as important as everyone. So it's been a very interesting journey that I have to say has been a scientific one. I didn't get into this because of my own personal need, which is different from other influencers. I followed these two patients of mine and then collected research along the way. And then other people have done research and validated what we had found. Well, we were just validating what Dr. Atkins had done. And Dr. Atkins just followed what he read in the medical literature. Actually, how ironic that may sound. But so today, you know, the medical world is just out of date, you know, in terms of knowledge about what food can do. And we're at a moment where we really want to spread the word to the world. And the American Diabetes Society was created to have a voice about diabetes, that one that the message is you can reverse this. And just a moment about diabetes. Our first paper was, you know, published 15 years ago about diabetes, and no one picked it up on it. My colleague Will Yancey at Duke actually tried to change the American Diabetes Association within the system. And that's kind of been our approach. We try to change things within the system. Dr. Yancey got on the guideline panel at the American Diabetes Association and actually for a moment got them to write a paper that basically said low carb diets are fine, you know, except you have to watch this, you know, with some sanction on it, but it took him to be on the guideline panel to actually write that paper. Well, guess what happens now that he's not on that panel anymore? You know, it kind of faded away, and now low carb or even the message that you can reverse type 2 diabetes.
Quick interruption. Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life? We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.
Is not one a strong message from the American Diabetes Association. So we wanted to create something that has a little different message. It's an optimistic one. You don't just manage things, you can reverse things. And of course, it means you have to handle the secret weapon that most doctors don't understand, and that's called food. You have to understand how food affects the human body. And you know, we kind of laugh in frustration that doctors just haven't been taught about nutrition, and that's been true for now, I don't know, 30, 40 years. So most doctors are not trained in the right way to approach nutrition, especially when it comes to this area. So yeah, I'm really excited about the American Diabetes Society, because it's going to be a message of reversal, of optimism, and then total transparency, where it's not going to be taking money from dark sources that have agendas like the pharma industry, who really just want to get you on medicine, and because that's their profit, right? It's a company. And so that's how I kind of started, with wanting to be an internist and frustrated with the tools internal medicine had. Along the way, I became an obesity medicine specialist, which is an area of focus, advanced study that a doctor can do. And I'm past president of that organization, but they're, you know, like most doctors, focused on medication. And now, you know, there are massively popular medications that a lot of people want to use. So that's what the Obesity Medicine Association doctors gravitate toward. The other organization I've helped to start, the Society of Metabolic Health Practitioners, is helping people who are not physicians, helping coaches and other people, super users of this approach, to help other people in a grassroots effort. You know, you don't have to be a doctor to teach someone how to do a low carb or carnivore or keto diet. I mean, there's some things you need to understand about it when it hits the medical world, when people are on medicines, because most people can get off the medications. So anyway, that's the, in a nutshell, I've tried to be in organizations to not only, you know, help my patients, but to help other doctors learn this. And then the YouTube channel came about to, again, just get the word out, the information out to my own patients. And now I see it as kind of protecting the tribe, so to speak. So that if someone's out there saying something silly, you know, I'll call it out, but yeah, hopefully in a rational way. So it's not I'm not doing it just to get clicks, to be, you know, confrontational. It's really trying to debunk all of the crazy stuff that people say out there. But what's exciting is that I feel like we're just getting started. Like there's a momentum now. There is more research being funded in this area, and then, you know, folks like you devoting their time to put into this to teach other people. It's great.
I'm so thankful you're doing all these things. I'm learning a lot myself. I don't have any medical background, well, other than going to a ton of doctor's appointments for being sick for a very long time. But the whole type 2 diabetes.
That's the wrong kind of medical experience you want.
Right. The type 2 diabetes, I never knew that you could reverse it. And I have close family, a cousin of mine, he's just a couple years older than me. He has type 2 diabetes. And the way it was, I guess, described to him, or the way that he took it, is like, this is just something wrong with me. It's genetics. I'm predisposed to this because of my genetics. And there's nothing I can do about it. And sadly, he just lost his leg, had his leg amputated at the knee. And it's just, I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm like, I think this is the first time in history that people are losing limbs from the foods we're eating. I mean, it was wartime or accidents before, but people are losing limbs and losing their vision. What sort of trends have you seen with type 2 diabetes over your career?
Well, as a number of people, no, it's worse. And the failure to understand the basic aspect of nutrition, that eating a sugar or a starch or a carbohydrate raises the blood sugar or glucose, more specifically. That basic lack of understanding in the medical field has created the ability for a drug company to come in and just kind of brainwash a generation of doctors into thinking that, well, there's actually something wrong inside the cell, and it's nothing they can do about it. Well, if you go back 100 years ago, and I have this book in my office, I bring it out, a low-carb diet was used to treat diabetes before there were any medicines. And so also what's lost in the medical training is the history of medicine. And, you know, it's poo-pooed if it's old, and you know, well, you know, it's not with the modern understanding. So we largely teach by example. But now with diabetes, their technology has really advanced such that you can monitor your own blood glucose. And you can do it with a finger stick, or 100 years ago, it was urine glucose. Although that, and even that would work to help correct your diet. But you can check a blood sugar, and you can check a blood sugar every 5 minutes with a continuous glucose monitor. And some doctors just hand these out and say, eat to lower this, the blood glucose, and they don't even have to say what foods to eat. And people figure it out as long as they're given the tool. You know, nobody wants to be on insulin, or, you know, those are my favorite, or people who love me most are the ones I get off insulin. And some have been taking an insulin shot for 20 years, and nobody told them that you just stop the carbohydrate going in, and then you don't have to take an insulin shot to cover the carbohydrate that's going in. So yeah, the change over time is slow. But, you know, even endocrinology, which is the subgroup of internal medicine that's in charge of diabetes, if there is one area, they're shifting over to medicines that are a good change. And they're medicines that don't cause weight gain like insulin does. And these other, the GLPs, these other shots are being used, which actually lower weight and lower blood glucose, and they will reverse type 2 diabetes with medicines if people stay on those. But then the final answer or final endpoint of maintenance is you have to learn about food again. So unless, like some companies want, that they just want you to stay on the medicine forever, like being on a cholesterol medicine forever, you know, I don't think that's the best way to go. But there are new medicines that are used by endocrinologists that are achieving a similar sort of reversal of diabetes now. But it's not the only way to do it. And that's another just kind of funny thing about doctors. And, you know, I'm one that always would say, give me the randomized trial, give me the data, give me. And so now these medications are showing they can reverse diabetes, they can lower heart disease. And yet doctors now are so narrow-minded that they think it's only the medicine that can do it, when really the diet can do it too, because it's achieving the same weight reduction and blood sugar reduction. So I'm kind of at the one time frustrated with the medical world with their lack of understanding. That's why this has been a grassroots movement for so long. We've just been teaching each other how to do it. At the same time, I think there's opportunity to use other medications, which doctors like to use medicines. But at the end of the day, we have to teach people about food. And if doctors aren't going to do it, then we need to do it. The American Diabetes Society needs to do it.
Do you feel like type 2 diabetes would even exist if everyone ate a proper ketogenic diet like you're recommending?
Yeah, that's been hypothesized. It's been conjectured that there would be no obesity, there would be no diabetes if nobody ate carbohydrates. Yeah, I think the expert opinion is coming around, so that there's an understanding that the food consumption is actually driven by the type of food you eat. the carbs and the insulin response, the hormonal response to the food, actually creates the desire for people to eat more. And it's not eating more that makes you heavy. It's the getting heavy and growing the fat cells that make you want to eat more, which kind of explains why you can't stop. I mean, once you get to a certain level of heaviness, you can't stop eating. And, or what people tell me is I don't eat much. And yeah, because when you do eat, it all gets partitioned or put into the fat store. So same for diabetes. I think there would be a small amount of people who might still have diabetes because of the lack of insulin. Of course, type 1, people with type 1 diabetes still wouldn't have insulin, but they would need a lot less insulin if they didn't eat carbs. That's another kind of sidebar story of success with type 1. But there are, as some people get older, they kind of run out of insulin, they might have type 2 diabetes still. Although you might think then if you stopped it earlier and early enough in their life, they would never run out of insulin. But if you think of the biology of a pancreas or how big your hand is and all the, some people might be dealt just a small pancreas for their body size and might develop type 2 diabetes at some point. You know, as a just there's a bell-shaped curve of what the food and insulin. So I don't know that it would be totally eradicated, but I think the idea that you could eliminate almost all type 2 diabetes and obesity by eliminating carbs is very real, and I it's testable. We can do studies on this if there were money to show this. Short of that, we just do it ourselves.
On the topic of diabetes, you have a workshop coming up. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're pretty passionate about this and getting the word out. And so we've created several avenues for people to learn. The one I'd like people to know about that's happening on February 10th is a free diabetes lab workshop. And so I'll be doing a live event February 10th. You just go to my website to sign up, adaptyourlifeacademy.com. Sign up on the wait list, we'll contact you. And in that video live event, so you can ask questions, I'm gonna talk about not only type 2 diabetes, the glucose and the A1C, what these mean, hemoglobin A1C and blood glucose, but also blood triglycerides and blood HDL, that what's called metabolic syndrome. Yeah, I think that's really important because a lot of people are getting pushback from the medical mainstream on the old paradigm of looking at the total and LDL cholesterol. So if someone would come to me, their diabetes is gone, but then they say other doctors are worried because of blank in their blood. So I go over that in the live workshop and want to be clear for people to understand that. We also talk about how a low-carb, keto, carnivore diet can reverse type 2 diabetes, which is the main theme, which is so exciting to be able to share with people. Again, that's February 10th. AdaptYourLifeAcademy.com is my teaching company, and you can sign up for that event there.
That's wonderful you're doing that. And I will have links in the description for that, as well as Dr. Westman's YouTube channel and the American Diabetes Society.
Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmonds
portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you so much for watching. In the next episode with Dr. Westman, we're going to get into a conversation about keto versus carnivore, the pros and cons, and what are his thoughts on the carnivore diet. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Be sure to hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell notification. And if you enjoyed this video, please leave a comment, thumbs up, and share with a friend. Thanks so much for watching.